Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:15 now, Tommy Tucker. The LSU Basketball Tigers, number one seed in the SEC tournament. We got all the action for you right here on Tiger Radio. Pregame 11:30. Tip-off high noon. Mike Dettelier joins us right now, WWL NFL analyst. A little something else going on, and it's called free agency in the National Football League. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tommy.
How you?
I'm good. Good.
Good. Tell me about Teddy Bridgewater now. And I think we all know that the Saints re-signed him. One-year deal, cash, right? $7 million. Now, explain to me, before we get into Teddy Bridgewater, heir apparent, et cetera, what that does to the salary cap. We saved $11 million with restructuring of Drew's contract. Did we just spend seven out of that 11 on Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, pretty much, but you know, he got a guaranteed contract on that. And again, we talked about this earlier in the week. The relationship between the two guys, the head coach and the quarterback, I mean, to me, that's the biggest relationship you have on the football team.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the two guys that get most of the credit and most of the blame. And even if it's the backup, you know, you're going to get that finger pointed toward you too. But, yeah, it ain't that up. But I think that feeling is that he is the guy that Sean Payton wants to be the heir apparent to Drew Brees here. I mean, that's why you came up with this deal. It's more than the insurance policy. You know, when they made the trade a year ago, you know, you're thinking about Drew, almost 40 years old at that time. You didn't have an adequate backup. You know, you needed to bring somebody in. But now it's a little bit more than that because you've had investment in Teddy now. You know, you've had some time to work with him and you feel comfortable with him. And there is no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. He's the guy that Sean Payton wants to take over when Drew Brees decides to walk.
The only thing I would say about relationships, perhaps the most important, is when it comes to quarterback and coach, but I think the most intimate would be between quarterback and center. Would you not agree?
Yeah, on that part. Part I'd agree with you, Tommy.
But you get close. Listen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you're really close.
That's what
really
I'm saying.
Up close and personal,
yep.
But that link in the chain, all joking aside, that link in the chain between head coach and quarterback is special.
It's everything, isn't it?
It's everything. You know, and I have a guy that he lives not far from me. He's, you know, almost 90 years old now. And his relationship still today with Jake Delhomme and Kurt Warner and Joe Clark, who coached both those guys in NFL Europe. I mean, that wasn't yesterday. And yet, you know, those guys have long retired from the game and their relationship still today about, you know, how they'll call one another or, you know, text, email or whatever. It's still there.
Amazing.
After all those years.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Tell me about Malcolm Brown.
Malcolm's a guy, first round pick. He was the last pick, 2015 draft. Big space eater. I mean, he's a 6'2", 320, you know, depends on how much he eats. In that range.
Wait. Go back. What did you say?
320 pounds, depending on how much he eats.
Whether he's got a large dinner or not, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, for a big guy, 320, 325, 330, you know, it's in the range.
Man.
You know, and you always take the lower part of the scale. What was funny last year, and we have it every year down here at Nichols, the Louisiana Lineman Camp, and have had over 900 guys over the last 2 years attend here. One of the guys was Brendan Daly, who is the defensive line coach, was for the Patriots. He left after the Super Bowl. He's now with the Chiefs, but he had been there for a few years, and got a chance to interview him like I do every year, and we kind of just sit around and talk to Breeze. And one of the things he told me was kind of out of the blue, we on camera, and he starts talking about Malcolm Brown. And he was like, you know, in our system, you know, listen, there's nothing complicated about it. He's the big nose guy, and his job is to clog up the lanes, tie up multiple blockers, and it allows our linebackers and safeties to get up and make plays. Mm-hmm. He said that's his job, and he brought up, hey, he's a really good athlete, and I really like him a lot. And I still had the tape from when we did the interview and the television part of it. So I think he's a guy that he's going to take the place of Tyler Davidson as the nose guard. He's a much bigger guy. And, you know, 25 years old, you got a guy in his prime here. And hopefully when Sheldon Rankins will come back from the injury, not that may be 6 weeks into the season, you've got two big guys there that can raise havoc in the middle. But they were looking for a bigger guy, a guy to stop the run. And occasionally he can push that pocket and be a pretty solid pass rusher. But he knows his job. That's what he's done. He did it at Texas. He did it here with the New England Patriots. And it's a good acquisition. And, again, it was a need area for this football team to get a big body at defensive tackle.
We're going to take a break. Somebody texted in, don't forget the kicker, Will Lutz. That's true. And we're going to talk about Mike when we come back. How much cap money do the Saints have left? Is there any more maneuvering they can do? And what does free agency look like for them now with whatever money they have left? And, of course, you got to look at that vis-a-vis need. 620 traffic now, WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettillier. So we re-signed Will Lutz. We signed Malcolm Brown. We re-signed Teddy Bridgewater. How much money do we have left to spend? Is there any maneuvering the Saints can do to free up some more? And where will they turn their attention next?
Yeah, you still have money left, and you still have some maneuvering left to do. And I always thought, if you want someone bad enough, you're going to money maneuver to get them on your football team. That's just the way it is at the NFL. You find a way to be creative cap-wise to put them on your football team. So, yes, they will have some maneuverability. And I think the next position they'd like to hit would be tight end. They did bring in Jared Cook yesterday. We'll see how that goes. Again, if he was a 28-year-old Jared Cook, he would be out of the Saints' price range area code. But he's a 32-year-old Jared Cook, still a good football player. But because of his age, some teams aren't going to be as active on him. And he's a rent player at this stage. Mm-hmm. At 32 years old, you're not a long-term buy. You're a rent. And he understands that. It'd be a great fit for the Saints because, really, he's a pumped-up wide receiver playing tight end. Always has been. He's been a really good receiver. He's a getting-away type blocker, which is fine. I mean, you know, hey, you know, just do your job. You don't have to pancake somebody or you know, knock him off the point of attack. But his receiving skills are really good. Now it's to come up with the right financial terms for it. But, Tommy, going back to Will Lutz, which you had brought up, you know, one of the things that in looking at, because you can only judge somebody on what they've done on the field. At the same stage of their careers, Will Lutz is an 87% field goal kicker in his first 100 kicks in the NFL. Martin Anderson was 78%.
Wow.
Just think about that. Marty goes down as one of the greatest kickers of all time. But to start the careers, you know, Lutz is ahead of him, 100 kicks in. And then that's all you can judge him on. I don't know how many years, you know, Will's going to – and does he have Martin's longevity, that sort of thing. But when you think about it in today's world – that's pretty high company. When you've got a better percentage, in your first few years in the league as what Martin Anderson did. So that was a big pickup for the Saints because of the fact it had been a revolving door. You had been a rent player for them. You know, you're here for a year, half year, whatever. And Sean didn't have a lot of patience with kickers and out the door. Lutz is a totally different story, and that was a big pickup, and kind of thank John Harbaugh for that, the coach with the Ravens, because he had him in his camp, and he called Peyton up and said, hey, I think he can kick for you. You know, they got a pretty good guy in Baltimore, too. That guy's a stud kicker, other than, you know, when he went to with the Saints and he missed that extra point that he hadn't missed all his life. So, whatever. But that was a big pickup for the Saints to get Will Lutz. And he's certainly cleared up a major area for this football team.
In terms of I don't know if being drafted or getting a shot in the NFL, what about the LSU kicker last year?
Listen, I think he's got a chance to be the first kicker off the board as a late-round pick. You know, Cole's a guy, you know, coincidentally, we had Martin on not this year, but a year ago, and just to kind of confirm things with him to come on with Bobby Allen's second guest, he told me, you know who I'm working with? He said, Cole Tracy. He's going to LSU. He had met him because he had won some awards at the small college where he was at Augustine. And all of a sudden, you know, he turns out to be money for Coach O and LSU. He was terrific. Yeah, and he's got a chance to kick in the NFL. He's really good inside 50 yards. He's not he doesn't kick off, which is a sort of a negative there because you're looking for that. And who he's working out with recently? Martin Anderson.
Let me tell you something. You know, I know Morton Anderson as well. He's been in here goofing around with us. Not just anybody gets to work with Morton Anderson.
No, and Martin don't just work with anybody. That's the one, you know, he can be sort of choosy on who he works with and who he doesn't. But he saw a lot in Cole Tracy and kind of made this prediction long before he kicked one field goal for LSU that he liked the mental approach that he took to the game. And so, yeah, Cole's got an opportunity. He's going to kick in the NFL, and he's got a chance to be the first kicker off the board. He'll be a late-round pick like most kickers are, but he certainly is going to get his chance in the NFL.
Mike, I appreciate your time. Have a great weekend, and perhaps we'll talk to you Monday. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, because you know something's going to happen over the weekend with the Saints.
That. Thank you, Mike.
All right, buddy.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.